Auditor Adam Edelin says for 13 years, Du created fake vendor names in the city's finance software, manipulated the data, and deleted the check history to fool the city. But employees trusted him because he was an institution.
Like a chess master, Mr. Du put people in places where he could control them. And I want to be clear about this. Mr. Du built a system of designed incompetence for his own graft.
Covington is suing Du. He's also the subject of a criminal investigation. Since his allegations came to light last summer, city manager Larry Klein says there have been changes.
No one ever wants a headline like this, but I think the story should be that we're on the road to recovery, and we have been since last August.
Klein now approves check requests, and so does the new finance director. The president of Covington's fire union, Jimmy Adams, feels some vindication. He says his organization was targeted as a cause for some of the city's financial problems.
We'd just like to point out to the citizens that, we've taken a lot of blame. We've been very quiet about it over the last couple of years. But, the city had their own problems, obviously. They should have been looking in-house for their money issues.
It's unclear how much of the nearly $800,000 Covington will recover, but the auditor thinks the city will get some of it back. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.